Be on the move again in Gaza, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Israeli army has ordered a mass evacuation of Palestinians for much of Khan Yunis in Gaza, a sign that troops are likely to launch a new ground assault into the Gaza Strip's second largest city. The order suggests the city will be the latest target of Israel's raids into parts of Gaza it had previously invaded in the war, as it pursues regrouping Hamas militants. Much of Khan Yunis was destroyed in a long assault earlier this year, but large numbers of Palestinians have moved back to escape another Israeli offensive in Gaza's southernmost city, Rafah. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hurricane Beryl is roaring across the Caribbean Sea as a monstrous Category 5 storm on a path that would take it near Jamaica and the Cayman Islands. At least four people have died after Beryl slammed ashore in the southeast Caribbean. A hurricane warning was in effect for Jamaica and a hurricane watch for Grand Cayman, Little Cayman, and Cayman Brac. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's attorneys want to leverage the recent Supreme Court ruling to negate his conviction in New York. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The letter to Judge Juan Marchand seeks permission to file a motion and asks him to delay Trump's July 11th sentencing while he weighs how the high court's decision could influence the New York case. Trump's lawyers argue that the Supreme Court confirmed their position that some evidence, like Trump's social media posts about Michael Cohen, should have been precluded because they constituted official presidential acts. Last year, a U.S. federal judge denied Trump's bid to move the trial, ruling that the evidence suggests the allegations of falsifying business records pertain to Trump's personal life and do not, quote, reflect in any way the color of the president's official duties, unquote. Monday's Supreme Court ruling delays Trump's election interference trial in Washington and all but rules out a trial before the election. Jennifer King, Washington.
The leading figure on the French far right says her party, the National Rally, will only take the helm of government if it wins an absolute majority in Sunday's snap legislative election. The fiercely anti-immigrant National Rally won the most votes in the first round of the election on June 30th, but not enough to avoid a second round of voting this weekend. Marine Le Pen told public broadcaster France Inter that the party, quote, cannot accept going into government if we cannot act. She said a coalition government, quote, would be the worst betrayal of our voters. Some left-wing and centrist candidates have withdrawn in an effort to block the ascent of the far right. Gang violence in Haiti is displacing hundreds of thousands of children. AP correspondent Donna Water reports.
UNICEF's executive director Catherine Russell says the humanitarian catastrophe unfolding before our eyes is taking a devastating toll on children. The UN says gangs now control at least 80% of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and the key roads leading in and out of the city. And more than 2,500 people